The general election for Congressional District 3 started before the polls even closed on the primary election, though Republican Gabriela Sacero Mercer would beat her Republican challenger, and Congressman Raul Grijalva would beat his Democratic opponents on August 28th. Grijalva turned his attention to Mercer the day before the primary election, when he posted a video on YouTube of comments she made in an interview with Western Free Press. This is an excerpt of the 14-minute interview posted on Western Free Press's YouTube feed. The reporter asks Sacero Mercer about immigrants called OTM, or other than Mexican, from, quote, countries of interest. She says 25,000 people were apprehended last year.
That includes Chinese, Middle Easterners. If you know Middle Easterners, a lot of them, they look Mexican, or they look, you know, like a lot of people in South America, dark skin, dark hair, brown eyes, and they mix in, and those people, their only goal in life is to cause harm to the United States. So why do we want him here, either legally or illegally?
Mercer says she left out the word terrorist in that response when describing people who want to cause harm to the country. Grijalva says her comment is hate speech, and he says her views are extremist.
She is out of any legitimate mainstream and district political mainstream, and whether you're a liberal or a conservative, she's out of both those streams when it comes to the District 3, and certainly out of the moderate in the middle people, because her position is so extreme.
Mercer, however, says the video has been taken out of context and edited, and that she was only talking about terrorists or people wishing to do harm.
And I want to make clear, I am not against Muslims. I am against radical Islamic terrorists. That their only goal in life is to come to this country and cause us harm. I want to make that clear.
Mercer says the issue is an example of the differences between her position and Grijalva's on immigration and border security.
These are terrorists that come from terrorist-sponsored countries. And what do they want to do? Kill us. Right. So what is Mr. Grijalva's solution? Find them? Arrest them? No. He ignores the problem.
That's right.
And he plays the race card.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because that is all he has.
Mercer has said Grijalva's position supporting comprehensive immigration reform equates to an anti-American stance.
I made those comments because Grijalva, he won't secure our border. That's anti-America.
We voted for Homeland Security budget. We've been conscious of the amount of money and personnel that have been on that border, almost to the point of militarizing it, and I've been unhappy with some of the use of that money, and we've been critical as to what the focus should be. That doesn't make me anti-security, and it doesn't make me pro-terrorist.
As each candidate in Congressional District 3 paints the other as an extremist on political issues, both Grijalva and Mercer stand firmly with their parties on topics such as health care and immigration. But they each say they will continue to respond if attacks keep coming from the other side. I'm Andrea Kelly, Arizona Public Media.